500 down by about 11. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the last day of January.
Wow.
2017, January the 31st. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Get in our chat room. What did you just say?
Did it fly?
Did it fly? Yeah, it went by. You know what? And I told Bob.
What did you think I said?
Are you crying or something?
No, I said,
well.
No, did it fly? I mean, we have friends. This is called busy. Friends that are just taking their Christmas decorations down now.
Well, I was going to.
That's busy.
I told Bob. I'm blaming all this on Bob. I told.
And this is different. How?
This is different because.
Because what?
Well, you know, it's true. It's every month I tell him, hang on to around the 15th. Hang on, stretch this out a little bit. And he just, you know, he says he's going to. Then the next thing you know, it's the 31st or the 30th. In some cases, on February 28th, mostly.
Amazing.
The 28th.
Amazing. Tomorrow's hump day. Tomorrow will be like the 1st of February. Boy, does that just fly by. And then, you know, of course, the Super Bowl weekend is coming up. And, you know, we all look forward to the Puppy Bowl. We look forward to all the commercials. This is going to be a great game.
Bob, do you ever look at the Lingerie Bowl?
I've never seen it.
I've heard of it, but not actually.
I don't even know if it's still on. There used to be something called the
Lingerie
Bowl.
I'm sure it's politically incorrect.
The girls were in shoulder pads.
Right.
And
not a lot else.
Yeah.
What's the name of the store? Why can't I even think of it right now?
Victoria's Secret.
The Victoria's Secret Super Bowl. Anyway, so it's 37 degrees right now if you're just tuning in. Good morning. We're going to be all over the map today. It's going to be fun, though. We have a lot of headlines. And good stuff to cover. 707, our high today will be 61, partly sunny tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows of around 40 degrees. Now tomorrow, Bob, we were talking, we are experiencing sunny, but then a chance of rain, and then we're going into Thursday, looks like 100% chance of rain. You have a way of getting into the radar in there. Tell me what you're seeing.
Right. At this moment, everything is still well off the coast, but supposedly between now and the weekend, we're looking at 2-3 inches, maybe a little bit more, depending on how the storm actually forms up.
And so then we're going to be...
Yeah,
driving to Sacramento to see Kinky Boots, the wonderful musical that, by the way, the music Tony winning, multi-Tony winning award show.
Just can't wait.
And
I thought maybe that was the nickname of somebody you grew up with.
Yeah, like a cat. No, but
that's where I found Linda.
Yeah, it's my cat.
It's on her web address.
Or a club.
Kinky Boots.
No, there's a musical called Kinky Boots, one a big Tony award winning Broadway musical going to be in Sacramento, present for my folks. It's supposed to be extremely. Ted Lighty saw it, so loved it. He actually bought the jacket and walked around in New York with his Kinky Boot jacket on.
Ted Lighty walked around with a Kinky Boot
jacket?
Yep,
he did. He said he bought the jacket.
Thanks for that visual.
But anyway, so, and Cyndi Lauper did all the music. She wrote all the music for this so I'm very much looking forward to doing that. And then, of course, I guess, thank God we got four-wheel drive because we're going to the Super Bowl at Reno.
For anybody who is planning on going traveling, some snow flurries up towards Mount Shasta, also over in Modoc County up there around Alturas, there's some snow flurries going on, so plan accordingly.
Now, Sunday's supposed to be clear, but then Monday rolls back in again with rain.
Yep.
So
we'll be driving in the snow, and that, you know what? We have a wonderful Jeep, and we love it. But anyway, so again, there's your weather forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We just love the Kinneys, and I'm sure Carl told you the story of, you know, what wonderful... human beings they are and how they contribute, and they're so generous to our community and to the veterans. They're veteran-owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. You know, if you've got, especially right now, if somebody's got some kind of propane issue with the tank, somebody, another company perhaps can't get there, call Shasta Gas Propane, because they do not leave you stranded. All right, Shasta Gas Propane. The number?
365-3793. Hey, guess who we have in our chat room? We have the former acting Attorney General of the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
It must be, because the chat room moniker for this person is fired. So I didn't realize was that the Donald Trump presidency would also be kind of a spinoff, or the apprentice would kind of a spinoff for the presidency here. When the acting Attorney General said, I'm not going to support that ban, that temporary ban. Let's go over this again. A temporary ban of 90 days on people from seven countries that sponsor terrorism, or the ban on the people from Syria till we can get them vetted, till we find out who they are. I'm just not going to enforce it. I'm going to order all my attorney generals not to enforce it.
Okay, so
10 minutes later.
Right. This reminds
you're
me.
You're fired.
Right.
Okay, you're not going to do it? You're fired.
This is reminding me, or is very similar to, let's say that you've been running around like wild Indians and in a family. Let's say in a family. And there's been absolutely, you know, the mother's tried to control, but, you know, she's just exhausted, and kids, you know, running every six ways and can do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, stay up all hours of the night, eat, leave their crap all over the place. And in comes the dad, the new father, the new stepfather that is a Marine and is imposing, you will go to bed, you will clean up, this is the way it's going to be, you can't do this, we're going to do it this way, and start to put, well, you know what's happening right now, people are having such incredible, like a kickback, like a complete, like, tantrum, because it's just how could you do anything? So the extreme reaction is happening. A temporary ban does make sense in the fact of, when are you going to start watching who's coming through your borders? How's it going to happen? Does it happen gradually? How would you do it, Carl?
Well,
if you were king for a day.
For one thing, the idea first is that you build the wall. Now, walls have been built everywhere. And in fact, in 1996, Bill Clinton, in a great speech in front of Congress, said he wants more money to be able to build a wall. And he was cheered for that. And for getting illegal immigration under control, he was cheered for that. Now, for some reason, it's okay to just let anybody in. Let's face it. You know, some people say, well, how many people have been killed? How many people have been killed by an immigrant? Well, there's been many killed by illegal immigrants like this. That's not the point. It's our borders. It's our borders. We should be able to say who's coming in. There's right now enclaves in the United States up in, I think it's Minnesota, where the Somalis have come in large numbers, and they are still in their enclaves. They have not started assimilating into the American way of life. This is what makes America great, is immigrants. Yes, homegrowns too, but immigrants that come in that want to assimilate into America. They want to learn English. They want to be under the Constitution for the freedoms. They want to have religious freedom to practice their religion. You can do this, but you have to assimilate into our culture. That's the only way of doing it. And when you've got people coming in from countries that sponsor terrorism, are all of them terrorists or potential terrorists? No, of course not. But at least you need to know who's coming in. And from Syria, the only thing that Trump is saying is, hey, let's at least find out who these people are. There are no records. There's millions of them. Oh, we should just take these people, these refugees. Wrong. That's not true. Why would we do that? Things are different. Maybe, you know, when you had the Cuban boat lift so many years ago, a lot of people don't remember this, but Castro emptied his jails and sent those thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands that came over during the Mario boat lift. You got to go back and look at all the problems we had with that, all the crime and the things that happened. What's wrong with getting our arms around who's coming into this country and just putting a temporary halt on things until we can get it? Until we can see what's going to happen. I'd set up the stations. I would put more people into it. And as they came through, I would really push to see who the people are. And I would make sure that they would have places to come to. that they wouldn't just be put on the streets like many of our people did in Ellis Island when they first came in to our country, you know, 100 years ago. That, you know, they needed to come in and they had a place to go to a family or to a job. In many cases, they did. That's why a lot of the Norwegians in the and would come into the country and go right to the Midwest because they had family or jobs out there. Mm-hmm. And they became farmers. And this is what they did. I don't think we've got that. I think that's what we need to have before we just keep throwing them in willy-nilly and say, oh, here, by the way, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you everything you need, your medical care, your money, all of this. You don't need to get a job. See, there's what's wrong. Do immigrants build new jobs? Yes. And they build new businesses. They're very entrepreneurial types. That's great. But many don't. The idea of actually having people that when they come here to actually have a place to go to, is that bad? I don't think so. I just don't think so. I don't. You know what? You're not cold-hearted if you want people to come here and succeed and become part of us. We are the melting pot. But we need to have a chance for them to come in and at least know who they are. All right. I'm finished for right now. Okay. And it's time for the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Helm Helpers, Sharon Clark, who started this business 10 years ago and has been a huge success with Home Helpers for in-home health care, whether it's short time or long periods of time. All of her people are background investigated, something that you don't need to have when you come to the United States. But she does background investigations. She bonds them and she insures them to make sure there's no problems that way, and she handpicks them for each job. You're not going to get a better deal than Home Helpers with Sharon Clark. 2620 Larkspur Lane, Suite N, or better yet, just give her a call, 226-8350, or check out Home Helpers Reading on your website. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 17 minutes after the hour, 37 degrees out there, going up to 61.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We're the kids in America. We're the kids in America.
We are. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Went a bang your head on that. Watch out for your neck there. No whiplash. And Bob Belongi, I don't know if we got to say your name this morning, but we appreciate you so much. Always at the helm, always doing great bump music. You keep it going.
All right. By the way, if you know somebody who has one of those Amazon Echo speaker thingies, have them walk up to it and say, Alexa, play Free Fire Radio on TuneIn. It'll do it.
Really?
No hands required. I tested it last. Yes, indeed.
Ooh. Then will it take a picture of you while you're going to the bathroom?
The Alexa has no video capability.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And it is not recording every word you say and sending it to the mothership. It only takes track of what you say when you hit it with the wake up word.
All right. Speaking of getting woken up in the mothership, Dr. Doug McConnell, good morning.
Hey, how are you both?
Great
good
day.
Get Alexa. Good to talk to you both.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I just wanted to add a little comment on this, the Trump, quote, crisis,
okay,
unquote, that's been created here on the Muslim issue. And I don't understand why the government or the really hasn't – the dimension of – it's not a Muslim immigration issue that he has issued. It's about blocking these countries that are known harbors of terrorism, and there's others that probably eventually may need it too. But the real question is Sharia law. In other words, I have no personal animosity towards the Muslim religion, but I certainly do against Sharia law, which is the civilian manifestation of the more radical Muslim theology. And in truth, anybody in this country already who is a proponent of Sharia law should not be in the country. There is nothing about Sharia, as I understand it, and I'll be glad to learn from some scholar that I may be wrong, but in truth, in terms of every issue with our Constitution is exactly pretty much challenged by Sharia law in terms of, you know, the order of our government, the civil rights, respect for women, the right of women to vote, everything that we believe in as American culture and our Constitution is anathema to Sharia.
And that's one of the things when I saw the article or the news clip on the Somalis that were in Minnesota was that they had come in and had their own neighborhood and their own enclaves. They were dealing with each other and not with Americans. They were dealing with each other, and Sharia law was happening there. And when they asked a young man about Constitution and history and all this, he was not familiar with that. He was familiar with what was going on in his. And this is the problem, because you're right. Our law is based on the Constitution. Sharia law, from everything I've read, is totally different. And they do.
And
women have no rights.
It's really almost no difference than the proponents of the Communist Party that we went through are also totally against the American Constitution. And you cannot really be a citizen of the United States, in my opinion, and be a proponent of Sharia law. And if you're not a citizen, then aren't willing to support the Constitution and its basic tenets on how we live our life, how we adjudicate our differences, how we manage our court systems, and the respect for states' rights, etc. If you can't support that, you really shouldn't be here. And you should go to a country that wants to practice Sharia law. But we are a nation of the American Constitution and the principles that allowed it to be created, and thus our culture really reflects the American Constitution and how we behave towards each other and how we set up our local governments and how we choose to govern ourselves. Sharia law There's virtually nothing in it that's in sync with what we believe in. In which case, you shouldn't be here.
Well, now, you know, one of the things too is that people are going on this thing about, oh, this immigration ban. It's not an immigration ban. It's not a totally. You know, the ones that I see speaking out on it are, you know, from the East India. He said they're, you know, hey, we were immigrants, or Russians, they are immigrants, sure. You know, Russian Jews and all these others. Well, those countries are not under any type of slowdown or ban or anything like that. They're looking simply at, and people say, well, now you're singling out and they're somehow, identifying this, then if you're doing this, then you know, it's the same thing as the Jews that were, you know, during Germany. And that, of course, isn't true. This is something, and it's not a total ban on everything. It's a slowdown on the people from those seven nations that Obama listed and that, you know, as those nations that were supporting terror. And Syria itself, when there is no record keeping. So I understand where people could get upset, but if you look at the facts, it's a lot different.
Absolutely, I think the people there are opportunists that are using this as a jump on issue to try to take down and paralyze Trump. And they're even the headlines in many of the newspapers, when you see it, they talk about it. This is being a Muslim ban, which isn't even mentioned. And there's, as I said, there's 40 plus other countries not listed where the preponderance of people are.
Yeah, I don't, you
Muslim.
Know, you're, you know, Malaysian, yeah. Malaysians aren't being, are not, they're not being.
Well, I do think they
stop from Malaysia or Saudi Arabia.
Every time the word Muslim comes up in these discussions or in editorials, you need to basically substitute Sharia law, because that is an enemy of the United States. The very basis of Sharia is as much an enemy of our beliefs and our government as was Nazism or communism as practiced by the Soviets. And that's a basic, you know, if that difference isn't really obvious to American people, thinkers, opinion writers, editorialists, and so forth, we've got a lot of education to do. But what you have is they wrap themselves in a religion, and then claim protection under our First Amendment from criticism. And if you dare speak out against them, you are now
you're xenophobic,
to shut you up.
Yeah, you're xenophobic if you talk like this, or you are religious intolerance, or all these things. You know, it's this thing that started eight or nine years ago, that if you speak up for something you believe, you immediately are a racist, a homophobic, a xenophobic, they keep on coming up. The phobics keep coming up. Not the fact that you have good arguments against it. That's not what they're saying. That it's just, oh, well, you're only saying that because you just think America is better than anybody else, and that's wrong. That's xenophobic. You know,
I think it's great for Americans to, in fact, everybody should be willing to say, I'm not anti-Muslim, but I'm sure as heck am anti-Sharia and its basic human principles, or lack thereof.
Okay.
And we've really got to change the focus from the Muslim religion to the Sharia civil code, which is, you can attack the civil code, which is what Sharia law is. Derives from the radical religious beliefs, but we've really got to shift the discussion from the Muslim religion to the fact that people who wish to practice Sharia law should not be in this country. And that's pretty easy to state. They should not be in here, just as anybody who's certainly an enemy of the United States should not be in this country.
Okay. Well, thanks for the phone call.
Sounds a little radical. I'm not really a radical, but we need to understand how radical Sharia law is and what a challenge it is.
Well, I don't think that you're radical, but I think that people do need to take a look at it. Is, do we want to have Sharia law in our country? Do we want to live by our constitution?
No way.
And the answer is, that's exactly what it is. Do you want to have Sharia law, or do you want to go by the constitution? Well, of course, we don't want to go by the constitution. There is no room. There's no room for Sharia law. There's room for different religions. There's room for Islam here in America. There is no room for Sharia law.
That is correct.
Okay.
It would be no different than if a a coven of witches who are allowed to practice their witchery, but if they believed in infanticide, we would never allow that.
No.
So the point is that this religion, it's when it morphs into the civil code of Sharia law, is one that really should not be part of the American scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
We thank you
for your
and your input and your heart, Doug.
Take care.
Well, yeah. Take care.
Okay.
Have a good day, both of you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, we
take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Binted Satellite, Dish Satellite Service with Doug Tooley, the owner, and all of his family running this thing. He says one thing, don't call the 800 number, call 241-DISH. That's right, 241-DISH, which is 3474. He's got a deal where he can give a veteran $100 off his bill. You know, if you have him, if the American veteran joins, he gets $100 off his bill. If you bring the veteran in or you recommend the veteran, you get $100 off your bill. Yeah, that's right. That and a $39.99 package that starts your dish satellite service. You can't beat that. Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite Service, give him a call. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. We'll be right back with True Life Church.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
I am the eye in the sky.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday. It's the last day of January. I love, you know, I just want to hear these songs and then kind of like float in on it. But speaking of floating in, my favorite gym, Willgate Sports Club, largest saltwater pool in the North State. Also have Boheme Spa, but it's a club. It's a true club where you walk in. It's clean facilities. They give you towel and you know, go check it out. They've got spinning classes and yoga classes and all the things we want to take in 2017 and care for our bodies and make them strong, because really we're in control of what we put in and the thoughts that we put in and the experience that we have in life. And it's really starts with health. So Wellgate Sports Club, located on Eureka Way, give them a call or go in and check them out.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Terry Oxley of the True Life Church. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good. Right. Thank you.
Okay. And people ask, okay, what's the True Life Church?
Well, True Life Church is just a Christian church. And a bunch of nice, friendly people that gather together and worship God and study the Word. That's who we are. We believe in teaching the Bible, and we believe in being involved in what's going on around us. And in our case, I believe that that church should be involved in what's going on in society and our environment, and talking about politics when that's the issue.
It's not okay, like and that's got, you know, most churches. Steer away from politics.
Yeah, they do. And they believe, and I understand this, they believe that, you know, I'm here to preach the Word. But how do you preach the Word when you're not involved in the world around us? And so, because the Word is involved. Like, recently I've been teaching on end times. I've been doing that for the last 3 months. It's something I've studied for the last 30-some years. And it's exciting to study that in depth, but yet seeing it played out like we are today. It's sad because it's telling us that we are very close, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, to the end times, when eventually the Antichrist is going to be revealed, Jesus is going to return, and all this stuff is going to happen. And, of course, I believe that because the Bible teaches it. And if you're a Christian, you're going to have to believe that, or you're just going to have to start ripping pages out of the Bible. But I was listening as you guys were coming in. You were talking about the Muslims and all this. And what I think what people need to understand, and I just want to try to walk right through this. If you study Daniel in relationship with the book of Revelation, Daniel chapter 2 and 7, chapter 8, 10, and all these other chapters deal with what's happening throughout time. How Egypt, Assyria, you have Babylon and Medo-Persia, and after Medo-Persia you had the Greece Empire, then the Roman Empire, and now we're coming to the place where we're going from the Roman Empire, which we believe the Roman Empire, to a what we call the Ten Toes, a future nation. And the Bible makes it clear that Israel will be attacked, to be annihilated by the nations surrounding it, at least 10 nations plus surrounding it. And these nations that surround it, they despise Israel, they hate Israel. And for a long time, many people believed it was the Roman church, it was the Italians, it was going to be the 10 European common market nations, but it's very clear that it's not those. But in fact, it is the Muslim nations that surround Israel that despise and will destroy her. In fact, they are believing and waiting for their Messiah to come, which is called the Mahdi. And he is their Christ, our Antichrist. But what we're seeing going on in the nations all around it, what I call the occupying of the nations in Germany and all the other nations, London and all this, is simple. What's happening in America is simple to understand. In order for all this to play out smoothly in Israel, where they're going to be attacked eventually, they're going to have the nations that once stood behind Israel out of the way. And the way they do that is by slowly occupying every other nation with their people, to the point where if Germany rises up and say, well, we're not going to stand for Israel being annihilated by Iran, well, there's going to be enough Muslims living there to hinder that from going on.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, let me explain what's going to happen in America here, and what's happening in America. Most people, now understand, I have no problems with Muslims. Love them. They're coming to the Lord left and right. But they're coming in as sheep. They're sheep. Many of them want to just live in peace. They want to have a place where they could just live in peace and work and have a great time. But you got to understand, among every sheep, there's wolves. And among every sheep and wolves, there's shepherds. And it's the shepherds and it's the wolves that are causing the problems and will cause the problems in this country. They come into a nation, they go into the states, they go into the cities, and they have babies. They have babies and their babies have babies. They run for office. Eventually they get elected. They're in political office. They're in judges and all these things. And pretty soon they have influence in that area to the point where it will hinder our nation from standing up when we need to stand up. Now, thank God it's been stopped somewhat after Obama has been removed.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're saying, though, is what you're saying is the migration of Muslims throughout Europe, and now you're saying it's starting in the United States. A lot of this caused by war in Syria and war in the Middle East, where they've left. You're seeing this as a slowly taking over because of the numbers that are there and the numbers of babies being born, mm-hmm. as opposed to babies being born in, say, Italy, and that number is really low.
How about America?
But you're saying is that essentially is that everybody is going to be taken over from within.
It's called occupation.
Well, and it's called occupation, but
and it's something that's been going on forever in the world. Yeah. Nations come in, they beat the other nation in war. Right. They occupy it by bringing their people in and settling it. But this is not happening with war. This is happening by them just walking in. Now, like I said before, many of them are walking in because they want freedom. They want to live in peace. But it's not them that we're concerned with. It's the people that are their shepherds. It's those that are getting the wolves that are within these sheepfolds and training them up to be radicals and causing issues and problems, but also to influence the nation and to influence the vote of the people within that city. You just have to sit back and look at that. It makes sense.
Well, isn't sending people to our schools and where they learn about freedom, isn't there a way of fighting that? But there's going to be these wolves in every religion. Right? In every walk of life.
Well, there's one thing about being a wolf. There's another thing about being a wolf that wants to go out and eat the enemy. And again, understand, there's a separation between the sheep that just want to come and get away from whatever they're trying to get away from.
Which is the vast majority.
But it doesn't matter. The point is when they have an election, they will vote for their people in their community. They will vote for those that want the Sharia law, that want to be governed by themselves and all these
things. Has this happened yet?
It's been happening, yes.
In the United States?
Yes. We have cities already that have politics.
They have Muslims
right,
as mayors.
Yes, right. How about London? We got London has a mayor who's making decisions pro-Islam, you know.
Based on Sharia law, though?
Yeah. Yes. And we're seeing this happen everywhere. So this – and again, I'm telling you from the Bible point of view, okay?
Okay.
And most people don't see it. Our nation, I call it the progressive left that has a mind disease that cannot comprehend it. But at the same time, I believe it's a delusion that God has allowed over the eyes and the heart of these people to say, come on in, all you terrorists. You know, we don't care who, we don't want vetting, they just don't comprehend it. And then you had people like Obama that I think knew exactly what he was doing. And this is happening. And so for us, we just have to be aware of it. Be smart about it. And
I think that we need to be aware of everybody that comes in our country. I think the idea of taking a time out for some countries that sponsor terrorism is a good idea. I think that they're banning totally people from Syria. There's probably many, many people that are trying to escape the bloodshed in Syria, but you don't know who they are. And unfortunately, this wasn't, you know, I mean – taking in thousands and thousands of people that you don't even know who they are is not the way to it's to me is too dangerous now.
It's insane. That's why you said they're delusioned. But you have Saudi Arabia there that's got room for millions of these folks if they would just open the doors and let them in. But that's not the purpose. Understand, they know what's going on. The leaders from Saudi Arabia around, they know what's going on. They don't want them in their nation. They want them in other nations. And they influence them from over there. And to think otherwise is missing what's going on. We've been warned by the Bible of how these things are going to play out. And I can tell you and promise you without a doubt that Israel will be attacked by the Muslims eventually, a full-scale annihilation attempt.
Well, they've tried several times.
Yeah, but this is going to be when their Moody is there and he is leading them. We're coming close to that. I don't know when. Could be tomorrow. It could be 10 years. It could be 20. But we're moving close to that. They're watching for him. They're waiting for him. And they're expecting him more than they ever have based on the things I've read. And so it's kind of exciting, but at the same time, it's sad to know that we've come this far and we still have a ways to go. Now, I think that America has been saved a little bit because of the election, but I don't think it's been finished. You know, I hope Trump can stand his ground, but I think there's enough people that want to push their agenda that he's and screaming and crying loud enough that he's going to listen to some of these.
Well, I know there's fear out there, and I know that there's people that would look that believe our way of life under our Constitution is totally wrong. However, I also believe is that we have, you know, that of the people that come into this country that are peaceful, that are assimilated into our culture. That the idea is that, you know, that can happen, even, you know, no matter what the religion.
But
is.
You talk about assimilation. Now, you understand.
But it's got to be the assimilation. When you come in and there's a difference between assimilation or migration and immigration. And what you're talking about is a migration where hundreds of thousands come in, they build their own enclaves, as they have in Germany and other places in Europe, and they stay in that.
Right.
They do not want to be assimilated. They don't want to change, and this is where it grows.
Well, and we talk a difference between an occupation, you might say, or people that want to become an American.
Right.
And if you want to become an American, you're going to put away your Sharia law. You're not going to be interested. You want to become what
right.
we are. America isn't a matter of white, brown, black, or whatever. It's what we believe. And it's how we believe.
It's a belief system.
It's a system.
Right.
You know, we believe in faith. We believe in religion. We believe in freedom. We believe in this and that. Now, the folks that come in saying, well, I want the freedom, but I don't want to believe that way. Well, we're going to have conflict with them.
Well, but now the lines are blurred. That's what's happening. The lines are very blurred. But we're going to have to take a break. Our guest today is Terry Oxley this morning from True Life Church.
True Life Church in Bella Vista.
True Life Church in Bella Vista. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate.
Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Is that Crimson and Clover?
Yeah.
Clover.
Starting to show our age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's her. You know, Bob plays the best bump music. Anyway, welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you on this last day of January? Tomorrow, you're going to mark your calendars for... My goodness, it's the second month.
There you go.
Second month of 2017.
That's right. Tomorrow. Tomorrow
we're going. Changed out on my calendar.
Okay. Kind of weird.
And on Thursday, we're all going to Wind River at 6:30 to 8:30. Yeah. Linda's singing over there at Overtime.
In Overtime Lounge.
What are you singing?
Jazz standards.
Ah.
It's great.
Jazz standards. And I have with me, in fact, I had a great rehearsal last night. Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass. Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and Joe Larson on trombone. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to work in some wonderful new songs. Very excited about that. Anyway, so 6:30 to 8:30, and they are serving food. So come on down.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost to get
steak
in.
Steak and lobster, blast. $22, and it's great. Hey, Terry Oxley from the True Life Church is with us. Terry, okay, we had an election, as you know, and Trump – won the okay, he may have lost the popular vote. I'm just going to go by the, he may have lost. Well, I'll just say he did lose the popular vote, but he did not run his campaign to win the popular vote. He ran his campaign to win the Electoral College, and he was a huge success in that. Mm-hmm. Do you see with something like this? And do you see maybe have you seen an upswing in people returning to church or having a new thought? I mean, you as the minister, you talk to many, many people. I mean, does there seem to be a change a little bit in attitude or maybe a fresh look at things?
Well, people are breathing again. You know, I was listening to Obama's wife and she said, oh, now we experience hopelessness. Hey, how do you think I felt for the last 8 years? You know, and if Hillary Clinton would have won, oh, my God, you know, what would we have done? But I think people do have hope. I think the sad thing is what we're seeing going on, and Obama's still sticking his nose in the business that shouldn't be sticking in.
And he will.
And the sad thing is that the so-called celebrities, why in the world do they think that we give a rip about what they think? And, you know, I mean, what are they? You know, like, for example, I like George Clooney's acting, but when he opens his mouth outside of that, I don't want to hear it. And that's the way I think most people are, you know. And it's sad that
I think somebody said it, and he says, "Think of them as I think of you as marionettes. I enjoy it when you're on the stage, but I have you know as soon as I walk out of the theater or I turn off the TV or the radio, that's it. I love Linda is a huge fan of Barbara Streisand.
Well,
huge fan.
She can sing a little bit, can't she? But
you know, here's the thing: is that I feel, on a certain level, I think that in the Hollywood, I've been in that world. Is that when somebody has such a huge following, let's say, not that I agree with Madonna or agree with Lady Gaga, and I've become a big fan of Lady Gaga as of recent, I mean, meaning a couple of years ago, I think that there is a response, they start to feel like there's a responsibility with their celebrity to have a cause.
Yeah.
Kind of like somebody we know, Angelina Jolie, being doing humanitarian work. So there's a like Oprah Winfrey, you know, she's going now. She's going to be on 60 Minutes as a contributing, contributing person on that show, which I think is great. But I think that some people feel that they have a weight with their followers. Now they have a voice. Well, people are following
their
them.
Followers. But you know, some of the think about it for a minute. Okay, what were who was the person we were trying to elect in the Obama legacy? Look at the people that are out there making the stink. Violent, immoral, ungodly, vile, filthy, rioting. That's who wanted Hillary. And when you look at the movie stars people, they're the same way. One of the gals that I used to always like, I can't remember her name. She's one of the ones that was talking about, you know, Trump having a wet dream with his daughter. What was her name?
Ashley Judd.
I loved her. After watching her, I think she is vile, filthy, idiot. She's an idiot. And because that kind of a mindset, you've got to have lost common sense and any kind of moral values. But here's the thing that I wanted to say, values. I keep hearing Schumer. I keep hearing people say, well, that's not the American values. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. You've lost American values a long time ago. The values that you are representing and trying to push have nothing to do with America. We know that because we're seeing that demonstrated in the streets. America is freedom. It's freedom of religion, freedom to choose. It's freedom to have to build your business without our government interfering and da-da-da-da-da-da. So their values, I don't want anything to do with their values. They're not American. And that's what we're trying to come back to.
Can their idea of values just be as important as your idea of values?
Well, sure, if they want to go over to Europe and live there.
Well, you know,
I mean, the
idea of freedom in America, it's tough. Democracy is tough. Freedom's tough. The idea that Chuck Schumer thinks differently than you do or I do, but does it mean that he is? Does that mean is that he's un-American because he believes in things that many others of our country believe?
You were talking a few minutes ago about mm-hmm. America is not a matter of color, but it's
right.
a matter of
or religion.
What we believe, okay?
Right.
Well, if America has a standard of what we believe that makes it American, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that, and you throw all that away and believe something absolutely different, you tell me if we're going to have a problem with that.
Well, Obama believed a lot differently.
And look at the result we have from him.
Yeah, but was he wrong when he had a majority of the people in this country that agreed with him?
Absolutely. You know what? Just because you have a lot of people agreeing with you doesn't mean you're right.
That's correct.
I mean, I can get a whole bunch of people and we white racist or whatever you want to call us and say we have more than you do, but that doesn't make me right. And by the way, I'm not that, okay? But that doesn't make it right. If we're going to be an American and stay an American, then we have certain beliefs that we believe in. Freedom. Even freedom of religion and other things. But if you want to take that freedom away, and Obama was. You know, if you had a freedom of patriots, they weren't being given their ability, 501c3 and those things, to be able to do what they want. In fact, they were being investigated and harassed. That's not America.
That's not America.
But that was Obama's America. So, yeah, I think we have to realize that there's a separation. If what you believe is contradictory to the Constitution, to what America is and standards. And see, that's what's happening, though. When you bring in these immigrants, they're not being simulated like you talked about and becoming an American. They're just being brought in and loosed to go do what they want to do. That's where we're having a problem, at least in my opinion.
In your opinion. Okay. Terry Oxley, True Life Church, out in
Bella Vista. Come out and visit us one of these days. 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
10 o'clock on
where
Sunday morning.
Where you can actually talk about religion and politics.
Yeah. And now, understand, I preach. But sometimes religion and politics, especially when the elections are there, are incorporated somehow. But it's not like I get up and talk about politics. I get up and preach the Bible and teach, and we have a great time, but we're not afraid to deal with things when we have to.
Right, and right now you're talking about end times in the book of Daniel.
Yeah. Well, right. we're out of Daniel. I'm just leaving Revelation chapter 13,
okay.
But it's been fun.
Okay, wonderful.
I'm almost done.
You are a passionate man.
Yeah,
Terry.
In Bella Vista. So Sunday at 10.
Yeah, and just head down 299 like you're going to Bernie. When you get to the light out there by Mighty Fine Foods, good place to shop,
uh-huh.
Turn right, go about a block and a half, and we're on the right next to Vic's Motor Boat Repair.
Okay.
I know where that's at. Yeah. It's on the right-hand side.
You need to come out and listen one of these days. Maybe I wouldn't have to come in here to explain things to you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sure you've got lots of attention out there, too. And by the way, we've had a couple comments in here that said that they think what you're doing is right, that ministers should teach. It should be political. That if but here's the thing. Okay, let me. This is real quick. Is Sharia law is they are preaching that the religion is mixed with their politics.
Absolutely.
When a minister who is preaching the gospel mixes politics in that, what's that?
Well, it's different. First of all, my religion doesn't say kill and cut heads off and destroy and et cetera, et cetera.
A lot of people will say the Quran doesn't say that.
Well, have you ever read it?
Well, I've read parts of it.
I have read it.
What you're saying is it's mixed into religion is mixed into politics, and when you're political and you're talking about it, is that?
But not the same way because we are Christian. And when you're a Muslim, your religion in politics is one, and ours isn't like that. We live in a world with politics, but it's not bound up in one.
Secular.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Terry Oxley, True Life Church. Terry, it's always good to have
Thanks.
You on.
Good to come.
I sit here and I start sweating.
Why?
I don't know. Because
does it make you uncomfortable?
It doesn't. Well, parts of it does, and I'll admit it. Parts of it does. But then the whole thing about this, about our country is so great, is because we've been able to assimilate people in that want to be Americans, which is all we're talking about. If you have people in that don't want to be Americans and want to keep their old lifestyle from their old countries, then that's not being American. And there is the problem. I haven't seen that problem yet, but I mean, I'm sure it's out there. Anyway, we'll be right back after this with Haven Humane and Mark Story.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he wants to lower drug prices and make other changes that should make key medications more affordable for all Americans as he meets with drug executives at the White House.
We have to get lower prices. We have to get even better innovation. And I want you to move your companies back to the United States. And I want you to manufacture in the United States.
The president also promised to end what he called global freeloading and vowed to reduce the prices for both Medicare and Medicaid drugs. Meeting with the presidents were the executives from Novartis, Merck, Worldwide Pharmaceuticals, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. With President Trump set to unveil his choice for the U.S. Supreme Court, the Senate's top Republican is already accusing Democrats of playing politics.
Mitch McConnell accusing Democrats of using what he calls the same tired playbook.
Trying to paint whomever is actually nominated in apocalyptic terms.
McConnell noting the election is over.
The Senate should respect the result of the election and treat this newly elected president's nominee in the same way the nominees of other newly elected presidents have been treated.
Democratic leader Charles Schumer has threatened to fight tooth and nail any nominee he says is not in the mainstream.
As Wally Hines reporting, Iran's foreign minister is refusing to confirm whether his country recently conducted a missile test. NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg says NATO is looking at a U.S. report of such a test by Iran.
We are looking into the nature of what happened and the details surrounding the ballistic missile launch. So I cannot comment on the details of that incident.
Meantime, a State Department spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. is looking into whether the ballistic missile test violates the 2015 United Nations Security Council resolution. More from townhall.com.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a plate-in night. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce. There's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get your free Plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's-for-dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now and get your free Plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to PLATED.com.
U.S. consumer confidence slipped this month after seeing a surge up to a 15-year high back in December.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index dropped to 111.8 in January from a December reading of 113.3. The index measures consumers' assessment of current conditions, which improved in January, and their expectations for the future, which fell. Americans were somewhat less optimistic about the outlook over the next 6 months for business conditions, jobs, and prospects their own incomes will rise.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Economists closely monitor consumers' moods because their spending accounts for about 70% of the U.S. economic activity. Home prices marched steadily higher in November. They were pushed up by healthy demand for homes and a shrinking supply of available properties. Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Index rose 5.3%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The acting head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been ousted.
The Trump administration didn't offer any explanation for the move, which was announced late Monday. Daniel Ragsdale, who had been acting chief of ICE, was replaced by Executive Associate Director Thomas Homan. The personnel change came on the same day President Trump fired the acting attorney general for refusing to defend a new executive order on immigration and refugees.
And that is correspondent Greg Cluxton. An Austrian petition against EU free trade agreements with the U.S. and Canada has been signed by 562,000 people. Organizers calling for Parliament to reject both agreements. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement with Canada already has been approved by the EU Parliament. National assemblies of 28 member states have to do the same. Work on a similar pact with the U.S., dubbed TTIP, has barely advanced this year and has been set back by the new administration in Washington as well. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday. Yes, it is the last day of January. And again, 8:05, currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Kind of trying to look for a little bit of an update here. 37 degrees, actually. We've dropped a few degrees. It looks like our highs today will be 61 and our lows 40. Bob, you said something about some storms coming in over the weekend, and we are going to have a wet weekend. Super Bowl weekend. Looks like it may be rainy.
Well, actually, the weekend itself, Saturday, Sunday, not too wet, but before and after, we definitely have a lot of storm activity, several inches, and they are, as a matter of fact, dropping Shasta Lake fairly quickly, about 30,000 CFS, which is bringing it down half a foot per day in anticipation of a lot more inflow.
All right. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people out there, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Let's talk a little bit about Holiday Harbor. He stopped by yesterday. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Big shout-out.
Yeah, we did. He was bringing in
can't wait. I bet he's so excited about the lake.
Okay.
And,
let me tell you what he said.
Start booking now.
That's exactly. He says the phones are ringing off the
good.
Hook. That if you want to get a boat, we talked about that. Don't worry, we're set up.
Book that out.
But he says the phones are ringing off the hook. It's better than it's been. You know, finally, everybody knows we've got the water. Last year was a great year. He says they've had enough water to be able to pull the boats out to be able to repair them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, it was up high enough, so they didn't have to bring in special cranes and everything. So it's looking really good this year. So everybody, if you're going to Holiday Harbor, our friends out there, they're outstanding. It's a veteran-owned business. They have just great, great, great people out there.
Good to hear that.
Probably won't maybe get a powered slip out there this season. We thought about maybe staying out there for a week or so sometime this summer.
Well,
I'm glad you brought that up because he's getting lots of phone calls from other areas. They're having problems out at their docks. And he doesn't have very many of those left. Yeah. So if you want to get your boat out there and keep them out there, you better give them a call. Okay, that's Holiday Harbor. That's not an ad for them. It's just telling you what
exciting.
Happened.
Because, something.
Well, they're our friends and.
And they, you know, let's just face facts. In order to keep it together during drought, You know, they did. They were able to keep it together when we were there when it was low, low, low. Like, how low can it go? But, you know, support them, and it's just really, really exciting to hear that happen.
One last thing, too, here is, you know, I know that he listens to us. Kevin, if you can give Dr. Maria Salas a call, she has something for you. Now, what she has is this last year when the Marines came in, the Marine Color Guard came in.
Coming in again this year.
And get Holiday Harbor. Gave them a party boat for the day. They had a wonderful time. They just went out and they fished and they swam and they just had a really good time. And this is from Holiday Harbor. I want to thank them for that. But they have they gave letters of appreciation.
Oh, that's
and so
great.
If I didn't know that he hadn't gotten his yet. Okay.
Well, they had such a great time that they want to come back again this year.
Right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, estate jewelry, watch repair. Go in there, get your battery done, and while you're at it, figure out if you've got a family heirloom or something. And you're afraid about the workings on the watch, they have the guy in there that can really take it apart, fix it, and make it brand new again. And check out why you're there. Loose stones of every kind. Trusted Jewelers, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Check them out, Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and his bearded self. You look
older?
Much.
No.
Much. In fact, much older. You look a little bit like Santa.
Yeah, that's what my daughter said, actually.
Look at that
there
white
could be worse
beard,
people to
man.
Look like.
How old are you? You're not. What? You're not. You're just barely 20.
I'm a little older than 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
But look at that beard. I mean, it is just white.
Okay. Now, how long
is
have
that,
you?
Is that because
I was? I was hoping some pepper would come in. But
segue right in here. Yeah. How long? How many years now have you been sitting in the position of heading up Haven Humane?
It will be 4 years in 2 weeks.
Okay, 4 years in 2 weeks. Of course, whenever there's a new regime that comes in, you run the ship, if you will. There's a new admiral or a new, you know, mm-hmm. the boss. So after 4 years, do you feel like you're moving in a direction that you're pleased about?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Fantastic. I mean, we've got to go back a little bit and then bring us into where we are now.
Yes, we're doing really, really well. Our number of animals that we save goes up every single year. Our live release rate, which is adoptions, return to owner, and rescues, goes up every single year. You know, we said that we wanted to be no kill by the end of 2021, and that's a 90% live release rate or higher. And last year, we finished at 92% for dogs. So we're already there for dogs. We're at what you would call a no kill status for dogs. With cats, we got a little ways to go, but we have some big plans for cats. We're hoping to put in a kitten nursery this year at Haven. And we're looking to do some more trap, neuter, release programs throughout the community. So we've got plans to save more cats as well. So we're definitely on target for getting to no kill before 2021. We're hoping we can do it way before 2021, but that's what we're working towards. And, you know, we've got a great team of people that are working really hard, and it starts with the staff, but it absolutely does not end there. You know, we have rescues in this community and local veterinarians that help out. We have our board of directors. We've got our sponsors and our donors. And so everybody, our adopters, I mean, the list goes on and on. Yesterday I went to Reading School of the Arts. We're doing a Pennies for the Pups program again this year where they collect pennies, and then the class that gets the most gets a pizza party donated from Westside Pizza. And so RSA is the first school that we're doing this year, and I talked to all the kids there, and they're just excited about it. You know, and they're a big part of our team too. So
Pennies for Pups.
Yep.
And so it's like, because, you know, Pat Cart, shout out to you, and got a lot of friends whose kids go or grandkids go to Reading School of the Arts. Love the body of that school. Love the whole feeling about what they teach.
Awesome.
So you've gone to Reading School of the Arts. Explain to me, what do they talk about it in class, or was it an assembly? Pennies for Pups.
Yeah, so it was an assembly. We do, so far we've done Reading School of the Arts, Turtle Bay, and Cypress School. And at each one of those, we do an assembly. And at the assembly, we talk about how to be a responsible pet owner. When I say we, me. I talk about how to be a responsible pet owner. And then we also talk about what do you do if you see a stray dog walking down the street? How do you act? Who do you call? You know, when we always tell them, you know, don't touch them, call an adult, and they'll call us. And Captain Smith's usually there, and she might talk about some of that stuff too. So we like to take every opportunity to educate as well. And then we explain the Pennies for the Pups program, which is basically just containers, 3 gallon containers that sit in each classroom. And the class that collects the most, and, you know, it's designed to collect pennies and change, and they want to put bills in there, that's great too. The one that collects the most money gets a pizza party. And we also give packets out that talks about animals and animal care and some information stuff. So there's a lot of learning involved in it as well. Some of the teachers have used it as a tool to count money, to use it towards math programs and stuff like that. So all the schools have been fantastic, and this is the third year we've done it, and all three of these schools have been members of Pennies for the Pups for all 3 years. We're looking to expand. So if you're listening and you're at a school, definitely give us a call. But, yeah, it gets the kids involved, and it shows them that there's a bigger purpose. And
they're future pet owners. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's nice to be, again, this is the great thing about, you know, 4-H, and that, you know, you're taught at a young age how to clean and take care of animals. So I think that's great. And also you have your Camp Love It Pet. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Camp Love It Pet. Yeah. And, we've had some of your, kids on from that. I think it's teaching them early responsibility and the shaping and the forming of, you know, habits and, manners. Your pet should have manners too.
Yes. Agreed.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, you know, an organization that without this, Reading would be a much lesser place. It allows people to give and to save and to help other living creatures. That without that, it would be, life would be different here. It wouldn't be, it would be less, in my opinion. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, you're looking for a place to fix your furnace or fix your air conditioner. Not only can Alliance Heating and Air do that, they treat you like family. They are an outstanding company. They've been voted best in the North State. They are the ones that, if we ever have a problem, and this is how much we like them, if we even have a problem, and we have a home warranty company, we still call Alliance Heating and Air to come do the work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to go wrong. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 39 degrees going up to 61 today. We'll be right back.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys. Can't buy me love. Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
We
are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of Overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
If you lost, got where the lights are blinding, caught, and all the stars are hiding, that's what's on the
wire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the last day of January 2017.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gone.
It's gone.
You just have
it's
to remember gone. January of 2017 now, here, is a memory.
Here's what's starting in February. Well, we've got, of course, Mark Story with us. We're talking about things going to happen in February. But also in Wind River, they're opening a new spa February 1st. And they're going to be offering fabulous spa amenities under new management at the Wind River Retreat. And we've been there before.
It's downstairs of where the hotel is. It's when you go into the front to check into the hotel, and it's a beautiful amenity. Actually, the only steam room of any spa that I know of in the Reading area, and wonderful treatment rooms. And so, yeah, I think it's really cool. They've taken over management of that, and we, like I said, we've been there before. So go check it out. It's going to be there's going to be some great deals going on too.
That's over at Wind River. Wind River Retreat starts tomorrow. And other Now, we are here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And, other, you know, we're starting tomorrow that Give Them Love adoption special with Best Friends Networks. Selected pets are $14. Now, wow. One of the selected pets, it's hard to believe this, is a Tricinosaurus. It's kind of big. It eats a lot. But you can get it for $14 tomorrow.
I don't think you can say that again three times.
All right. So if you mention, Mark, you said at the break, if someone mentions KCNR and they're going in and they want to adopt a pet.
Mm-hmm. Today.
Today.
Then they can get the special. It starts tomorrow today.
I got it better than that.
And it's $14.
If you come in and you adopt a dog and you've been listening to it on KCNR, and here's the word. Here's the word. Ready? Marine. This is the word. You use the word marine, KCNR will pay that $14.
Oh, okay.
How about that? If you come in and you say the word marine just today,
okay,
we will pay the $14.
So that $14 special is on any animal that's been with us for more than 14 days.
Wow.
There you go. So here's your chance. Get a free animal paid for by KCNR. Linda will write to check herself.
I really love the pet of the week. I love the whole idea of Amy bringing in the doing it on all of the radio stations, and every week there's a dog I fall in love with every week, or a kitty, but you know I'm more of a dog lover than a cat lover. So the dog, you know, the one that she brought in last week, I said with that such a cute little Chihuahua mix.
Oh, that was January, right?
January.
Yeah,
went that day.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think she probably got out of there. And this last one you had this
January
last Friday.
January. Was the dog was named January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was January, I think, right? Last week?
Yes.
Yeah, last week. I tell you what, an adorable little puppy that was. Okay. Now, anyway, so if you go in today and you use the word and say, I'm paying from KCNR, and the secret word is marine, and we'll pay the $14. Don't be bringing in
How many are you going to do?
We'll do
all of them today?
10.
10.
If they are from KCNR.
Yeah, and they use the word marine. Yeah. No, I got it.
And you don't write that on the wall. Say, hey, say the marine, you get it for free.
We already put it on Facebook. I mean.
Okay. So, hey, if you get 10 pets that are adopted today.
Hey, you know what? It's worth it.
And people heard it from this show. Oh, my God. Do we feel like we really have done
something? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Been able to spread that idea. Putting it on Facebook, literally. As we
No, I'm not. I'm
beginning
not
tomorrow, also, you have a 10% off all dental prophylaxis.
Yes, for qualified clients.
Well, look.
Qualified clients?
Yes.
Does that mean I can say Carlin?
Does this mean that?
Technically, yes. You've got a VA card.
This is going to be 10% off all prophylactics. Are you also doing things to stop the puppy rush later?
Dental,
what does that mean?
Dental prophecies.
Dental
cleaning.
Oh, dental cleaning. Yeah. Oh, that's not has nothing
no,
to do with breast control.
No.
Carl Bott,
your mind just went right
I'm
there.
I'm just telling you. I was. I'm a visual person, and that didn't go well. Can I just say it?
Okay. I saw one of those memes yesterday. It says the first day your dog is in the doggy daycare. And then, you know, it's got pictured all these dogs out there. And they said, your dog's the white dog. And it's being bred by another dog. Isn't that funny? First day your dog's at doggy daycare and it's getting.
No, it's not. I don't.
It should be spayed neutered.
Is that marine humor? Or I'm not sure.
I thought that was hilarious. You know, it's your first day your dog's in doggy daycare. It comes home with puppies.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to go get some coffee.
Gosh,
I'm glad Linda's here.
Run while you can.
Okay, Mark's stories are guests. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, so February clinic specials on dentals, and that's going to be for any qualified clients, which is Medi-Cal, Medicare, and VA cards. And so it's 10% off. And dental cleaning is extremely important because you can get dental disease very easily with your pets, and it causes more issues than just bad teeth.
That's for people, too.
Yes, but we don't do people.
All right, we're going back into the canine and kitty. Do kitties do dental? They need to have their teeth cleaned too.
Yeah,
boy, so you have to put them asleep, right?
I bet that's a great time.
Yeah, no, they get. Yeah,
canine.
We put them under for cleaning.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so and then who are your? You have a gal that has been that used to be your. Vet that does all your work. So let's talk a little bit about her.
Okay, so we have two vets.
Two, of course.
Yep, we have Dr. Sianna Howden, who's our chief medical officer. She's been with Haven for going on 9 years now. And then we have Dr. Mariana Turner, who has been with us for just over a year.
Great.
They do a fantastic job. Last year they did 6,408 spays and neuters, which we normally average about just over 5,000, and so we set our own record there. Busted our own record big time with 6,408 spays and neuters last year alone. So definitely helping out. We definitely want all the animals spayed and neutered. So it was a good year for the clinic and very busy, busy year.
Well,
so.
Kudos to you. And those are two local heroes, those gals.
Absolutely. And their whole team.
They've got
a fantastic team. They've got two RVTs, and they've got an RVT in training, and then they've got vet techs and then the front staff as well. So they all work. It's a well-oiled machine, and if they're not all doing their part, then it doesn't work right. But it does work right every single day, so they're doing fantastic.
What keeps you motivated, Mark, when you have to get up and you know what happened? You know, it's you try to make it a positive environment and bring your expertise into work every day. What keeps you motivated?
That's a good question. Tougher some days than others. No, it's definitely not money. I think... It depends on the day. Sometimes it's a dog that's been there for a while that gets adopted into a great family. Sometimes it's somebody that comes in and we've had a dog for a while and they've been looking for it and they get reunited or a cat. Unfortunately, rarely is it cats because they only have about a 2% chance of going home back to their owners when they come in. Sometimes it's something that a staff member does. That's just, you know, above and beyond. It's not in their job description that does it. And sometimes it's you know, this community and how supportive they are and just a kind gesture. Like today we got a donation from a Girl Scout troop, you know.
Is that cool?
Just because. Wow.
And so it's things like that, I think, that keep me motivated. And then I try and relay that to the staff to keep them motivated. You know, I think it's more the little things and the big things. You know, it's the twins that every year they've, for the last, I think, 3 years, maybe 4 years now, I may be blown in, I think it's 3 years, though, they've asked for stuff for Haven for the puppies for their birthday. And so they bring it in every year, and they bring us all kind of, and the gifts have gotten bigger and bigger every year. Instead of getting gifts for themselves, they do it. So it's things like that that, you know, motivate me and you know,
I want to get those twins on our show.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I think that all of those are important, but I think one of the ones I think that would touch me is the first thing you said, is that dog or cat that's been there for a long time, hasn't quite given up hope, you know, that's going to be adopted. Because some of them get in, you know, as you've shown me before, though, they just give up.
Yep.
and somebody comes in and adopts them.
Yeah, like
and,
Cisco.
And they're happy.
Like Cisco. Cisco came in here, I think, twice, maybe three times. I mean, he was always smiling. He was with us for 9 months, and he got an amazing friend.
Which one was that? Cisco was the...
He was the white pity with the big... He just smiled from ear to
ear.
He was always smiling.
And he was a friendly dog.
Oh, he's a great dog.
I mean, no aggression in this dog.
No.
And he just wanted to love on you.
No, he's great. And we have some really high-time dogs right now that we're trying to get forever homes for. Rosie and Bob Barker and... Bob's been with us for a while. Rosie has too, and we've had a couple come back. That's
Bob
really
Barker.
Sad. Yeah, Bob Barker's hilarious. He's like Cisco. He's a brindle, but he smiles from ear to ear. He's just the happiest dog. Just a great guy. We've had him in playgroup last week, and he was out. We had 9 dogs in playgroup last week, which is a record for us, and all 9 of them just playing and having a good old time. It was great. There was no arguing or anything. And of course, you know, we have the volunteers out there watching them and make sure there's no arguments, but they weren't. And Bob was, he was a superstar. He was great out there. He was amazing.
Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about things that really, and that was a good question. I don't think I've ever asked.
No,
Bob.
That was a great question.
And there's a difference because you'll come in from that side asking about that. That was a great question about what really keeps him coming back. And there's so many things, but it all comes down to the fact the way people are. In the great ways that people are.
And then a great leader, you have to think about how you motivate your people. And so, you know, I think it has to be somewhat when people surrender as a pet. There's depression there. So you've got to try to, I don't know, it takes a special person to be able to, see a dog that's, or an abused animal.
A lot of people
animal.
Cannot do this.
Ooh,
a lot of people couldn't do this. Hey, we've got to take a break here. It's 8:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Let me tell you about Bastiani Arms donated rifles to this California Deer Association that is, when they say they donated, that means they didn't get any money from it. And for good causes down there, plus all the different great things that Bastiani Arms does for our community, for our veterans in our community. But if you're questioning or wondering about any law that's going on and that's going to affect you with guns, go down and talk to John Bastiani. The other thing is, you may have seen him on the news, he and his partner have invented a way of... on the new rules that you've got to open, be able to break down your semi-automatic rifle to be able to reload it. He's invented something for a very reasonable price, like $10, that can pop open the upper receiver and go right back down in the lower receiver and have you be able to drop the magazine. It's a great, great invention he's made, and he's done it simply to make things easier for his clients. Yeah, a great gunsmith. I don't have enough time. I'm bringing him on. I don't have enough time to talk about the things he's done in his gunsmithing and how he helped me by literally fabricating parts for my rifle that somehow they didn't all match when I put it together. I know, it's hard to believe. Anyway, 2539 Larkspur, right here and ready. I know I'm going on and on, but it's just, this is Tuesday. Go on down, or he's open Tuesday through Saturday. Go on down and see him. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, February 2nd, from 6:30 to 8:30. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and Joe Larson on trombone. That's February 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Tuesday, the last day of January. How you doing? 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 61, lows of about 40.
Do you know what? We will never see another January day after today in 2017.
No. So that's what I'm saying. Gone. You know, you need to honor your days and think about what, you know, what you're doing. Make it a good day.
Just gone.
Our guest this morning is Mark Story from Haven Humane. And, well, we're talking about some really good stuff here. You know, by the way, we do have, we're going to do a, didn't you just talk about?
Brought to you by, this portion brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, my dear. A veteran-owned business that cuts my hair. It cuts my hair at a much lesser price than you get yours haircut. But it's a great haircut. It's the best haircut in the world. There's discounts for seniors and veterans. Do they have discounts for seniors and veterans where you're at? I bet not. Is it man's last stronghold? I bet not. My haircut place, my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Mark Story is our guest this morning from Haven Humane. And
located
we're talking about
right
the
off
dog
of Athens Avenue
licensing
from the
clinic that's going to be happening February 7th from 2 to 4 at Haven Humane Society. Dog licenses are available for residents of City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for only $8. What else, Mark?
Yeah, you can also microchip. Microchips will be discounted that day. I think it'll be $20. For microchips that day as well. So that'll be right at the clinic. And, yes, that'll be February 7th from 2 to 4 at Haven. We have our second Tuesday club coming up. That's going to be – sorry about that. That's going to be Tuesday, February 14th, but that's Valentine's Day. So we're not going to do a dinner that day. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to do a lunch, and that's going to be at Woody's Brewing Company, and that's going to be from 11 to 5. So if you go in between 11 and 5 at Woody's, then a portion of the proceeds will go to help out the animals at Haven. So we want to thank Woody's for that.
Now, I know you have staff, but the big deal and what's so important to have, you know, Haven Humane Society – society is the big word, is volunteer orientation. Our volunteers, and then you've got an orientation for volunteers. When I think of when we went in there and we saw the spaying and the neutering, mm-hmm. and watched kind of, it is a little bit of like how many you do in a day. I mean, there's volunteers that are with the puppies and the kittens beforehand and afterwards, and people helping, you know, to keep the, you know, put them in the crates and the, that kind of thing. No?
No, that's all staff.
Oh, well, I thought they were volunteers. Nope. Some of those were volunteers.
No,
I'm sorry.
We have some volunteers that do help out in the clinic, but they help out with some other stuff like wrapping packs, which is the surgery packs and doing stuff like that. All of the animal care handling pre and post op is going to be from our our vet techs.
Well, then I stand wrong. But
no, but the point stands. We need volunteers,
right?
And our volunteers do help out in the clinic. They help out in development. They help out in licensing. But the vast majority of our volunteers walk dogs, socialize dogs, and socialize the cats. And you know, we talked about Cisco, and you know, that's one of my biggest motivators is our volunteers, which are amazing. When we had the rain, the torrential rains. I don't know, like 3-4 weeks ago, we had really bad rains.
It went on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember looking outside, and one of our volunteers was out for about 2 hours walking dogs in just the rain because dogs don't care. They just want to get out of the kennel and walk. And she didn't either. Jennifer didn't either. So she came out and she did it. And Jennifer was one of many who came out during the rains to walk. So, you know, our volunteers really, really, really help out our dogs immensely, and they really keep them doing well. Cisco never would have made it if it hadn't been for the volunteers and the staff working with them and keeping him motivated.
Keeping him motivated. That's just it. I mean, we think about that. You know, dog in a small area, confined area, that can really tweak them out if they're not exercise.
Right. So
any human creature.
So we've added to
not human, but you know what I mean.
So we have play groups. And like I said, we had 9 out last Thursday. Captain Smith is helping train them. So is Celeste, our behavior specialist. We also have CGC, which is Canine Good Citizen Training. So we've been putting dogs into that.
Okay. Well, what does that consist of?
So Canine Good Citizen Training, if you get a certificate for that, there's a whole bunch of steps that you have to do, and there's a test, and then it's nationally recognized. But we're actually getting them ready for the certification, not certifying them.
Now, you're talking about the dogs going through this, that they if they go through certain steps, they get a certificate.
It says they're a Canine Good Citizen, yeah, but we don't actually get to the certification. We get them close enough to the certification, they get adopted, and then if the adopters want to go through that process, they can.
So what are the things?
There's all kinds of things. It's interruptions from people. It's walking by another dog. It's sit and stay. There's all kinds of stuff that they go through. I don't train it, so I'm not an expert in it. But Captain gets frustrated sometimes because we haven't had anybody graduate from the program because they keep getting adopted. And I keep saying, no. If they get adopted, that's graduation. So that's
that
good.
That is the graduation.
Right. So... So that's been really big, and those are all volunteer runs. So Captain organizes it and runs it along with Celeste, our behavior specialist, but it's the volunteers that are running it. So Captain doesn't need to be out there the whole time, which is great. Once she gets the initial stuff going, then she can go do what she needs to do, and they can do that, which is great. So those programs are great. But before we move on, the volunteer orientation, the next one is coming up this Saturday, February 4th at 10 o'clock. That's in our classroom. And then the following one will be February 24th, which will be a Friday evening at 5:15, again in our classroom. And for more information on that, you can call us at 241-1653 and ask to speak to Wendell. He's our volunteer coordinator.
Okay. We have an open house this February, too.
Yes. Our open house will be February 25th. Again, that will be in our classroom. That's going to start at 10 a.m., and it'll be from 10 o'clock till noon. It's going to be we'll be there. I'm going to go over all the statistics from 2016. Talk about kind of where we've been, where we were last year, and where we plan on going this year and beyond. So obviously be talking about the no-kill and that kind of stuff.
I have my hand in the air because I want to ask a question.
Go for it.
How does one become a behavioral specialist for animals?
So there's tons of trainings. I don't believe Celeste has any of her certifications yet as a certified trainer. She was working with us before, but she's an accomplished trainer. She has 2 dogs that she's trained herself that are very accomplished in a whole bunch of different areas of training, be it splash dogs or diabetes alerts. Both of them are service dogs for her as well. And then she's just got basic training stuff with them, and there's a few other areas that she's trained with. So she's shown that she's amazing with dogs as far as reading them and the body language and everything else. So she does our temperament testing now. Captain did it for many, many years, and so Captain trained Celeste on how she does it. And Captain's still very involved in it, but Celeste has been doing the temperament testing. She does a great job with it.
I know this is not. You've got the overall mission, so you've got knowledge on everything, but not all of specifics. But how do you do their temperament training? I mean, with the dog?
So that's a good question. So it's there's a whole bunch of different tests that go involved with that. A lot of it is just to see how they react with certain things, picking up the feet, looking at the ears, touching the tail, just touching their back, I mean, looking in their mouth. We also put down food and see if they'll resource guard. And we have a little fake hand that she'll stick in there. So if they are resource guarding, then she's not going to get bit.
Resource guard. Yeah. That means that I'm not going to bite your hand if you put your hand in my food.
Yeah.
So
resource guarding is actually a really common thing.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't mean you can't get around it because, like, for me, you know, we've talked about I have six dogs. I don't recommend it, but I have six dogs, and we separate all of them when we feed. We feed twice a day. We feed in the morning and at night, and we separate all of them when we feed. It's an ordeal, and I love my wife because Tina does it most times. I help out at night when I can, but she does it most times, and it's not.
What happens when one finishes first? Because my parents had two dogs, and they'd separate them, and they would eat just as fast as they could and make a run for the other one. And you would hear the most – I mean, they're Boston Bull Terriers, and they're really overweight. And they would just be like, at each other, you know, because one would finish before the other.
We have it down to a routine, so we know which one's finished first, and we just prevent them from going anywhere else. But, yeah, we have it down to
– So you have to separate them.
Yes.
And so, you have, like say you start the feeding at 6, do you go, like, 6:10, 6 –
Oh, no, they're done. Oh. They're done and outside and almost in the house by 6:10.
So do you have
different
rooms?
This is like a
10-minute
process. No, yeah, I mean, it takes up two rooms, but there's only one that's actually behind a door, and that's just because she's a slower eater. But,
okay.
The rest will run over and eat.
You have six dogs. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, don't congratulate me. I don't ever want six dogs again. It's too many. I love all six of them.
You're going to always have six dogs.
Aww. No, I don't think we will, actually. But Tina's probably shaking her head. Yeah, we probably will. But
hi, Tina, by the way.
Hi, Tina.
You're such a saint.
No, I'm just curious. We were going back to to test to see the behavior of a dog. I mean, I remember some time ago where there was where there was a puppy, and they were able to tell the aggression stage of this puppy. And I was just like, how do you do that? How can you tell?
It's a guess, too. I mean, it's just a guesstimate based off of experience. We have a stuffed animal that we call Killer. It's a stuffed German Shepherd that we use for dog. If we don't have another dog to do dog-dog intros, which we usually do. Usually Celeste will use one of her dogs. But Killer actually does smell like a dog, and I've seen the smartest dogs think that he's a real dog because he smells like a dog. He's been there way longer than I have, and he's pretty rough.
I've been peed on a few times.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's happened to that poor guy. So they use that for dog-dog, and then we just come up with our best assessment on it, and then we
How about for children?
Yeah, so we do that as well. We have this really scary-looking baby doll that scares me, so I would probably be a 12 and up. But we use it just as a tool, and so then we put our best assessment on it, which is going to be either we have different ratings. We have all ages, 5 and up, 8 and up, 12 and up, and then adults only. So just because a dog is 8 and up doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to adopt it to a family that's got a 6-year-old kid. We're going to want to do a meet and greet with the kid and see how it goes. It just means a lot of times, like with our big pitties, they're going to be 8 and up. Sometimes they'll be 5 and up depending on it. And a lot of that is just because they're big dogs. They're going to knock down a 6-year-old. Not because they are being mean, just because they're like a bull in a china shop. You know, they just don't know any different. And so we will put those. But those are just a guide. And so a lot of times we will go outside of that depending on the experience level of the adopter and the family and how the meet and greets go.
Okay.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk. I have a question I want to ask Mark Story, who's our guest today from Haven Humane, about visitation, how when you decide that you see a dog and you may want to integrate your dog, how that works. And if you can walk us through that, maybe somebody who's never been to Haven Humane, the policy of that, so we can see, like, there's trepidation or we're thinking about it, how they integrate with the other animals. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, my favorite boutique in Reading, located on Pine Street. Lots of gifts. Of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't wait till the last minute. Go on into Dandelion. The gals are there. We'll walk you through. And ladies, if you're looking to, if you're going to an event, if you've got something special, the gals in there are going to help you look and feel and fit you so that you're walking out with something that's really great, appropriate, fitting well. You're going to feel like $1 million. Dandelion, located on Pine Street. We'll be right back here on this Tuesday, the last day of January, in KCNR 1460.
Cold late nights so long ago, when I was not so strong, you know. But a man came to me, never seen eyes so blue, you know. Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the vitamin shop.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR
1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's the last day of January 2017. It's 40 degrees going up to 61 today. Today's going to be a nice day. Tomorrow will be a kind of a nice day. Then it starts raining. Then it starts raining Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. 3 inches of rain tapering off Saturday. Well, Sunday for Super Bowl will be a semi-nice day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Order your pizza delivery
Shasta
early.
Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
Our guest is Mark Story this morning from Haven Humane. We do have a couple details here that we need to get out, but should we do the details and then go into the adoption process of what
Let's
happens
the
with
details.
The visitation? Yeah. Okay, details.
So we have some upcoming events that I want to call out. So we're having our Doggy Dash at Turtle Bay. That'll be Saturday, March 25th. Everything I'm talking about, you can get more information on our website, by the way, at havenhumane.org or our Facebook, and please like us on Facebook. So all that will be up there. So Doggy Dash will be at Turtle Bay. That's going to be a 5K and a 10K. It's going to be certified run this year. And it is the only dog-friendly run in the area, so please come on out. Super adoption event. We're going to have a super adoption event this year at Shasta Fairgrounds. That'll be Saturday, April 1st. It's going to be in conjunction with the Love Your Pet Expo. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're changing our dogathon to Pet Fest. So Pet Fest will now be at Haven Humane Society again Saturday, May 6th. And then we're going to have our first annual golf tournament, which will be at Riverview Country Club, and that'll be Putt for Paws, and that will be July 14th, which is a Friday, and there's tons of great prizes for that. It's $400 for a foursome, $100 for individual golfer.
And here, you can get a packet for $25, which gives you a playing card for poker, two mulligans, giving pets a second shot, 10 raffle tickets, balls and tees. Now, I want to know, and where's it going to be at?
It's going to be Riverview.
Riverview? Sounds like a fun
okay,
date.
Okay, so now how many balls are you going to give for that $25?
It's usually just a sleeve.
Just a sleeve. So it's just three. That's what you mean, just three.
Yes.
Well, when Linda and I play, three gets us off the first tee.
So July 14th falls on a what? We need to find out
it's
the date.
It's a Friday.
Friday, mm-hmm. July 14th. Correct. And you can play. I bet you get all kinds of sponsors that would like to be a part of this because you know that all the money is going to Heaven Humane.
That's correct. And if you're interested in sponsoring, please give us a call. You can call Diane Herner, who is our director of development, at 241-5262. That's the development number. And she can help you out with any sponsorship if you want to get involved with any of these events or Haven at all. And then our Zumba Bash is going to be at Wind River this year. That's going to be August 12th. And then, of course, our Bark, Wine, and Brew, which will be our 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's going to be a big one this year. It will be Saturday,
Mark
October
your calendars
7th.
For that yes. one. That's always a big – and it sells out every year.
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
And
last
this will
year,
be our 10th one, so we got a lot of plans for this year.
Oh, number 10? Really?
Yeah.
And boy, does time fly.
We're changing around how some of the things were done.
Yes.
But the same great – food, the same great stuff offered, and all the same great things about the dogs.
HavenHumane.org. HavenHumane.org, and then like them on Facebook as well. Mm. These dates will come up.
And Camp Love a Pet registration opens tomorrow. If we don't have the registration paper up on the website, it will be on our Facebook page tomorrow. So
and this is kids.
Registration for Camp Love a Pet, 10 to 15-year-olds. Opens tomorrow. It will go quickly. We only have 32 slots. We have 16 in June and then 16 again in the end of July, beginning of August. So those camps fill up really quickly.
Okay, let's talk about the process of people, families, individuals that are thinking about adopting a pet and they're
already have a pet.
May already have a pet or they're not really sure about how that pet's going to mix with their children. Or they may go to the shelter and see a specific like cat or dog. But you have this process beforehand. Let's talk about that. You walk in and there's a room so you can get to know the pet before you actually make the commitment.
Yeah, so the first thing we ask people to do is just walk through the shelter and see kind of what connects with you, be it a cat or a dog. And then once you select one that or two or three or eight that you'd like to meet, then we put you in a meeting room and then you visit them one at a time and decide which one really connects with you first. And then if there's kids, a lot of times the kids are in the room right away, which is no big deal. And then if you have a dog and you're getting another dog, then we would recommend, and a lot of times we insist on a dog-dog introduction.
Yes.
And then we do that normally outside, and the owners will hold the leash on their dog, and then employees will hold a leash on the dog at Haven, and we just go from there, and we see how it goes, and let them work it out, and then sometimes we'll take them in the yard, depending on time and how the energy level is with them, and then we just go from there on it. So yeah, it's a pretty easy process, really, and a lot of times you're going to know pretty quickly whether it's going to work or it's not going to work.
And what are the chances that day you can take? Isn't there like a holding period before you can't just like take a dog home that day?
It depends if it's altered already. So a lot of our animals are already spayed, neutered, microchipped, rabies vaccinated, but a lot of them are not. So if they aren't, then normally what will happen is depending on the day of the week and how many adoptions we've had. It could be the next day is the norm, but sometimes it can be 2 days, 3 days, depending on what day. So if you come in on a Saturday and adopt, you may not be able to take them home until Tuesday. But we get them as quickly as we can. So they have to be spayed and neutered. It's a law that they have to be spayed and neutered when they're adopted from a shelter or a rescue in the state of California, that they have to be spayed and neutered. So we don't often send them home without that unless they're too young or they have a like kennel cough or a medical issue where they can't get spayed or neutered right away. And then they basically go into a foster program, foster to adopt, and they're not legally yours until they are altered. So,
okay.
But it's usually a pretty quick process.
Okay. Any questions, Carl? Last minute questions?
Just, you know, some of these questions we haven't asked before. It's been a long time.
No, it's good.
And to see just, you know, the processes of it. The idea of having two dogs. Because we've been thinking about bringing another dog into the family.
Yeah, it's a process of thinking about, first of all, opening your mind up that you could do that. We could possibly do that. The second part is that we do have some traveling things coming up, and I just wouldn't feel like it would be fair to bring a pet into our home when we're going to be gone for a period of time. So I want to be there when we first do this to be able to integrate and have the energy of, like, the family compound kind of feeling with the pets.
Now,
but that's not for everybody.
No. Now, the other thing is that you have an opportunity to, well, I don't know if we mentioned here, but you can sponsor a shelter,
a kennel,
mm-hmm. in the shelter,
mm-hmm.
and it cost
$250 for dogs and $150 for cats.
Right. So we have ours. We have our mm-hmm. kennel that we have sponsored, and we're going to start putting it on our Facebook, the dog that's in our kennel.
Yeah.
So we can
whatever dog it is.
And if when it changes, you just send it to
send
us.
We'll put
the new one up on Facebook so everybody can see.
That sounds great. And I always, you mentioned having two dogs. I always recommend two dogs as a minimum, and then three, maybe the perfect four is the maximum. But the reason I say two dogs as a minimum is because even though, I know you guys love your dog and you guys spend a lot of time with your dog, but you can't spend every waking moment with your dogs. It's just not a reality. So they always have a playmate, and they always have somebody to be with and to burn off energy and have fun with. And so that's why I always say two is a really good number. Because they always have somebody to play with.
We had a lady that would come over to our house once a week, and she'd bring her pug. And these two dogs were just hilarious. Would run all day long. They would run down the hallway, each one, because they're small dogs, each one would have an end of a bone.
Yeah.
And they'd be running next to you. And then they would lay down together, touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And so, we know that we're
going there. But for those people that go in today and want to adopt a pet, you go in and you say, KCNR and then Marine, and we're going to cover this. There's like a $14 fee just for today. And we are going to cover that fee. You'll come to us and we'll cover that for you because we believe that, all pets should have a home.
Agreed.
All right. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be Board of Supervisors and County Day. We're having Larry Lees, the County Executive Officer, with us, and Dave Kehoe, Supervisor of the First District. We're going to talk about the strike. We're going to talk about the future of crime and crime fighting here in Shasta County. So be there. We're going to start that around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with a lot of other great things before that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. With President Trump set to unveil his choice for the Supreme Court, the Senate's top Republican is accusing Democrats of playing politics.
Mitch McConnell accusing Democrats of using what he calls the same tired playbook.
Trying to paint whomever is actually nominated in apocalyptic terms.
McConnell noting the election is over.
The Senate should respect the result of the election and treat this newly elected president's nominee in the same way the nominees of other newly elected presidents have been treated.
Democratic leader Charles Schumer has threatened to fight tooth and nail any nominee he says is not in the mainstream.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting House Speaker Paul Ryan has given a strong defense to President Trump's refugee and immigration ban. That's the word.